Nacho Rivero dictating for March the 1st of 2024, the first patient. Is Rafaela Rodriguez. The last name is Rodriuez. First name Rafaela. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 95-year-old Hispanic female that is seen in the office because of chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This patient has comorbidities that include the presence of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, an aging process that could be responsible for nephrosclerosis. The patient has shown and continued to show the deterioration of the kidney function. In October of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.4. In February of 2024, 1.71, and in March 26 of 2024, is 2 milligrams per deciliter. In talking to the family, the patient has been receiving consistently the administration of Bumex 0.5 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. In my last interview with the patient and the last visit, we recommended the use of Bumex three times a week. At this point, we have a creatinine of 2, a BUN of 69 that is consistent with the presence of prurigo nodularis. We are going to use the 0.5 milligrams three times a week. The patient doesn't have peripheral edema. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is reported at 5.6. Following number, the patient has persistent constipation that is treated with the administration of Linzess. The patient has a history of pulmonary fibrosis, but she doesn't have any oxygen dependence. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a persistent hypercalcemia. The serum calcium has been 10.2, 10.7, 10.7. We are going to order the PTH and the phosphorus to see whether or not we are dealing with primary hyperparathyroidism. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.